Farage, Joe Biden is in complete denial about Antifa and the radical left. By Kurt Sindelka on January 25, 2021. Reform UK leader Nigel Farage accused President Joe Biden of being in complete denial about violence committed by far-left movements like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The Brexit leader said that Biden's calls for unity will ring hollow if the president fails to acknowledge the left-wing violence that has plagued America over the past year and fails to face the problem. Farage said that Joe Biden is completely in denial about Antifa, pointing to Biden's claim in the presidential debate that Antifa is just an idea. "He better get out of denial pretty damn quickly," Mr. Farage warned, saying, "He better recognize that there is wrong on both sides of this." But the storming of the Capitol is just one very bad example compared to dozens that have been committed by Antifa and others. The longtime ally of President Trump said that Biden must come off the fence and condemn violence and thuggery committed by radical leftists in order for any Trump supporters to begin to give him the benefit of the doubt. "I'm not sure whether that's possible, but if America is going to come together, it's got to have an even-handed president. Not one who condemns one group in society but refuses to face up to the facts that there is a dangerous organization called Antifa." The arch-Brexiteer also called on the Democrats and Mr. Biden to halt their plans to impeach President Trump after leaving office for there to be any chance of uniting the country. Apparently unsatisfied with taking control of the presidency in both houses of Congress in America, some left-wing figures have discussed Trump supporters being sent to re-education camps to be deprogrammed. The Reform UK leader said that what he found the most telling the inauguration day Antifa riots in Portland, which saw militants attack the Democrat headquarters in the city, was the banner which read, "We don't want Biden, we want revenge." "It is this very dangerous mob on the left," Farage said, "who in his opinion will not be satisfied with the departure of President Trump, because they now have a Democrat president who they think is going to be weak, who they think they can push around." The far-left violence perpetrated by Antifa does not seem to be letting up anytime soon either, with violence breaking out at an Antifa-organized anti-police rally in Tacoma, Washington on Sunday night. Mr. Farage said that it is ultimately unlikely for President Biden to take on the far-left, as he claimed that the 77-year-old Democrat is so in hock to the left of his own party who seem to find excuses for the behavior of Antifa, BLM or others on the streets of America. "It's about time the Democrats and Joe Biden called them out, otherwise you can forget unity. Remember that slogan, 'We don't want Biden, we want revenge.' That is dangerous and it needs to be stopped," Farage urged. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Sindelka.